Good morning, I'm Troy Coverdale. We continue with coverage of the Pop-Tarts Bowl on News Radio KMAN with this sports update. Our updates from the Pop-Tarts Bowl are brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Joe Wilson in Manhattan. Do you need life insurance? No matter your life stage or expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Joe Wilson in Manhattan to learn more. It's your future. Let's protect it. Also by Commerce Bank. Stay on top of your accounts wherever life takes you. Bank from home, your dorm, or the office, wherever you have access to internet. Commerce Bank, member FDIC. And by Whole Health MHK. Unlock a healthier you at Whole Health MHK. They're not just a clinic, they're your wellness champions. Located at 7840 East Highway 24 in Manhattan. After a brief appearance at a local amusement park yesterday with members of the local Boys and Girls Clubs, the Wildcats held their final practice at a local high school, locking things down just outside of 48 hours in front of their matchup with NC State. The theme of the final game of 2023 for the Wildcats is change on offense, from Avery Johnson moving into the starting role at quarterback to Connor Riley taking over as offensive coordinator from Colin Klein. Riley says he's already leaned on the now offensive coordinator at Texas A&M while preparing for the contest.
The support that that he's shown me and the reassurance that he's shown me for this opportunity has been nothing short of fantastic. But, you know, between Coach Kleiman, who I've been with for 10 years, and coaches that I've crossed paths with in the past, including my own college football coach, who's, you know, 73 years old, and his advice was a little bit more blunt, you know. He said, don't screw it up. He used a different word, but I love him. So, yes, I have leaned on a few of the people in the business that I really respect.
One of the adjustments for Riley is moving from the sideline and coaching his offensive line unit from the booth.
Coach has done a phenomenal job of, even before we really dove into this week's opponent, of doing some good on good, and I think laughed as I had to climb a ladder very reluctantly to call a game or call a situation from up from our film booth in the indoor facility.
One of those weighing in, offensive lineman Hayden Gillum, offering this take on Riley's move up top.
The biggest adjustment, but, you know, we've done it so many times, I think it won't be too big of an issue. We have a lot of guys that will be down there on the field with us. I'm not sure exactly which combination it's going to be yet, but it's definitely been different. You know, he goes over and helps out with 7-on-7 and stuff, and we tease him that he's getting out of our individual drills, but I don't think it should be too different.
Of course,
the excitement that you're not getting yelled at as much now. That he's been excited.
You know, unfortunately, he was up in the tower the other day, and I'm like, oh, at least we'll be able to yell at us, and we could still hear him from the top deck. So whoever's sitting by him in the box, good luck.
Working closest with Riley is the starter at quarterback, of course, Avery Johnson.
How excited he is to be in this position, you know. I don't think a lot of people give him a lot of credit for what he is capable of. And we've seen it, like, just how we've been preparing for the week. I mean, he obviously knows his stuff. He knows what he's talking about. And he communicates with everybody on staff. He communicates with me to see what I like and what I don't like. And just, like, just the enthusiasm he brings to practice and things like that. You know, he just happy to be here and just happy to be able to be in the position he is.
Both head coaches are due to meet with media this morning in a press conference that will bring you on K-Man at about 8:30. This afternoon, coverage begins with the K-State Pep Rally at 3, game time tomorrow at 4:45, as coverage will open at 12:30 with Powercat Game Day. Plus, K-Man's morning news will be live here again starting at 6 tomorrow morning. This bowl update brought to you by Commerce Bank. Online banking 24/7, because life doesn't stop at 5 p.m. Visit us at commercebank.com. Commerce Bank, member FDIC. By Whole Health MHK and by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Joe Wilson. Do you need life insurance? No matter your life stage or expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Joe Wilson in Manhattan to learn more. It's your future. Let's protect it.